Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Got his morning show with Matt Man.
Surely I ain't the only person to ever roll the windows down and accidentally litter.
Paige. My life is like a ball band with a new brush.
And Fat Boy.
Why is it so hot? Why is it always hot? Why do I always sweat?
The Rise Guys every morning. 93 minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The planet rocks!
You want to do that now?
It might as well. It doesn't matter.
Okay. I mean, it's nothing really huge.
It's a really funny thing that happened.
That you don't believe, but whatever.
No, I was telling you a story, and I felt as though you were trying to pull a page on me, where it turns into a literal number one contest.
You know what? I would never do that to you.
Paige said yesterday that our impressions make her sound like she has a lisp. And it's not. It's not. It's just the way you talk.
This is.
I don't speak like that.
Yeah, you do. It's fine.
Just give me the look.
But I was saying that.
Trying to make you sound hornier.
You know what?
You know what?
You know what?
Guess what, big boy?
Hello. I was over at Hey Babies to take her to the doctor. That's my mama. And hey, baby. And
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama. She's in the garage area, and I was looking at her backyard, meaning literally her backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And because she had trees had fallen a while back, and I was just looking, and I was like, "Good Lord, mama, that is one of the biggest squirrels, maybe if not the biggest squirrel I've ever seen." She can't see anything at this point. She's in the garage, and I'm like, "Is it that gray one?" And I was like, "What?" It's like, there's an old squirrel back there. Been there for years. Big old fat thing. I said, I don't think he's gray. I think he's just regular squirrel colored, whatever that is, which it might be. It's like a brindle. I don't know. I was like, this sucker is huge. Like, I don't know how he can jump through the air or even branches would hold this sucker. He's a big old fat thing. Let me see if that's that gray. Your daddy used to call him something like that.
Oh, he's that old?
Yes.
I don't know how long a squirrel can live, though.
She comes over there. You know, she's on a walker. I've named it Smocky. Those who know, know.
Is that tennis balls on it?
Yeah. So she's on her Smocky walker. And she goes, I'm going to see if that's not Ernest. I'm trying to remember what. Your daddy used to call it whatever the name was.
Uh-oh.
Old squirrel, old fat squirrel. She comes around there and gets right at the gate. Where is it? It's like right there. You don't see that? Oh, my God, Matthew, that's a cat. Ah, it's a cat. Because my mom is scared to death of cats. Like she said since I was a young boy, if you ever want to kill me, lock me in a room with cats. I'm like, why are you giving me the blueprints? You're like the dare coming to the school to show all the kids what drugs look like so you buy the right ones. It's a cat, Matthew. Why'd you do that?
How did you not know?
Because it looked like a fat squirrel.
It must be a little cat.
No, it's squirrel. I'm so used to seeing meth head looking squirrels or like AIDS squirrels. Like squirrels that look like they are squirrely just trying to get squirrels. That nut literally just to survive.
Yeah.
Any chance eat something.
Diddy was talking about something else when he said a fat squirrel.
I don't know. Maybe. Well,
I got a lot.
He named him Ernest. Yeah, it's like they can't be the same. I don't know what the lifespan is on a squirrel. I'm pretty sure it's not 15 years, but maybe.
Maybe it's a relative, and you just assume it's.
That's Ernest's grandson.
Yeah.
Ernesto.
I'd like to find out real quick. Hey, Suri, how long does a squirrel live for?
Adult squirrels can generally live between 5 to 10 years in the wild and up to 20 years in captivity.
And what? But that's like their real age. Stop.
Does that mean in jail? You're in squirrel jail.
It's got to be.
Jail.
I've got so many squirrels
hard,
where I live.
Hard time.
They're out. When you go out back, it's a courtyard. You see everybody's patios.
Common space.
Shout out, Tony. So
green space.
There are a lot of trees out there, and I got a bird feeder. So
they like that.
Oh yeah, they do.
Is it yours?
Yeah. And so what the squirrels will do is they'll shake the pole. They'll try to shimmy up it, but you got to put Vaseline on the PVC pipe.
Yeah.
But if you don't keep it daily greased, they'll still get up there.
They catch on and like spin around, like well, this on one, for dear life?
They will, but this one doesn't spin, so they'll just hang up. Oh, they'll hang from the pole and reach over. Well, at this point, I'm like, yeah, I just shake some out and just put it on the ground. So they'll all come up and eat. Well, there's this one squirrel that I have a sliding glass door. And it's right by my part of the couch. So I'm sitting right here. I'm like less than a foot between the door and the couch.
Your wife make you crack the sliding glass door sometimes because you've been breaking wind?
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. I save all the farts for upstairs.
Your house, your rules.
So the squirrel comes up. I swear to God this happened.
Oh, this is where the swear to God comes from. I was like, you ain't supposed you need to say to that.
The squirrel gets so close to the sliding glass door that he can't really see. He stands up. And I promise you, he put his hand over his eyes so he could see through the window.
He's peeking like peekaboo.
These squirrels are so used to
people. Horse crap.
These squirrels are so used to people.
You're talking about almost like the salute?
Yes. That was also the first time I ever saw a squirrel's nuts. Because when he stood up, they were just like
his?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Did you get aroused?
They were just hanging. I was like, whoa.
Must have been an old squirrel then.
Look, you're hitting me with two things at once. The squirrel's
it's
looking
like
in.
He was standing on the end of a boat looking for land with his hand up there.
Yes, that's exactly what it was like. He was looking in, but I...
Was his other hand on his hip?
No.
Was his tail swirling from side to side?
It should have been covering his nuts because I couldn't believe what was going on.
I was proud of them.
I was seeing that plus seeing the squirrel look in.
Yeah.
And he didn't do it for long, but he went away. But they're nuisances, man.
He was looking for a snack.
We got pots out there. You got to put forks in the pots so they don't bury their nuts.
Well, they literally go and now again. Are you talking about the nuts they eat or their physical hangers?
The nuts they eat, which could be the same thing.
So they go and hide them in your plants.
Yep, they'll root through it like a pig would.
And you put forks in there, and that'll poke them in the butt.
No, you put them up.
Maybe catch them right in the nards.
You put them upside down. Mm. You can do it with 2-liter bottles, but you know it looks stupid. Sometimes it'll stop them. They won't just bury them in the ground. And these suckers know where they're at, too. And they put so – I'm telling you, they get so close that you can see kind of how they operate.
Yeah.
I saw a squirrel put like 5 acorns in his mouth. His mouth gets huge. He's just walking around with them. I'm like, this guy's going to choke.
He's like Triple H walking in the ring with his mouth full of water.
Pretty much.
Before he squirts all the water out of his mouth.
But they like the bird seed, so they all come for that. I don't have any white squirrels like people in Brevard lie about.
Oh, look at you segregating squirrels. They do lie about that.
They don't exist.
No, I mean, there's been a couple, but people, I saw the no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
I've never seen him. I'm Brevard, and I'm a Brevard quite often.
Yes. The squirrel was impressive. What he had going on.
Would it not be an albino squirrel?
That'd have spots then, right? Spots on his back. Like the Alien Nation characters.
Oh, God.
Remember that show?
Yeah, oh, yes. Oh, yes.
A freak, I'm telling you, man, the squirrel looked through like he was looking because the sun was blocking his view. He wanted to see me sit on the couch.
He put his hands up over his one hand.
Yep.
As if the sun was in his eyes.
He's like, what you got going on in here?
What you
got nuts?
It's not too far fetched that he would do it, but you don't think a squirrel would figure out how to. But is that a thing you'd have to figure out? It's like a reaction, right? You're trying to block the sun.
Dude, do they like, serious question. Do they have eyebrows? Squirrels?
I don't know. Maybe.
They have eyelashes.
Do they have eyelashes? I got that compliment as a kid. I hated it.
Dude,
like, shut up. You got long eyelashes. Okay, what am I going to do with that?
I was told that as an adult man, like by several women.
Because
they would say,
if you're nice and long, we hate you.
That's
what it would be. And I'm like, so out of all this, this is what you've chose to compliment. Like, you're just looking for a compliment.
Exactly. When there's nothing else, obviously, to compliment, you look for the eyelashes.
Yeah, real pretty face.
Boy, you have amazing eyelashes.
See? Now, back then, growing up, like, how am I supposed to, you know, get a little action if I got long eyelashes?
You just sit there and say, hey, you want to come over to my house tonight? And you sit there and bat them eyes at them?
Say, you want to go to the skating ring and hide in the corner?
Y'all women got to chill out with them. I'm talking not you, Paige, other women. Chill out with them eyelashes. God, dog.
Or those fake eyebrows. Ones?
The eyelashes look like they literally, like, butterflies flew up into their eye sockets, and it's sitting there like Madam Butterfly opening. Like, it just, it looks creepy.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
1-800-774-0093. Let's go in order. We'll go to Mike first. Mike from Unknown. Good morning, Mike.
What's up, y'all? I'm from Greenville. So
yes, sir.
I listen to y'all every morning.
Appreciate you,
man. I just wanted to talk a little bit about this this whole voting thing. I was listening the other day, and y'all was saying that people saying kids should be able to vote. I don't think nobody should be able to vote until they start paying taxes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now I'm hearing everybody say, oh, it's your American duty. You got to go vote. Well, what about people like myself, and people can turn their nose up to me or whatever? I'm a 10-time convicted felon. I can't go vote.
Ooh, 10?
So, yeah, 10.
Can I, I mean, you have to understand my follow-up question here.
Yes.
Do we ask the type of 10? Or hey, what happened to three strikes? Homeboy got...
That's a good point. It's out the record.
It's three strikes on the same charge.
Oh, okay. So okay. Do them different. And so can we talk about that? Yeah. We won't say your name again.
So because I was a wild and crazy teenager,
yeah. Now
I don't have the right to go vote. You know what I mean?
How so wild, though? I have to know how wild this was.
I'm from Greenville, so... If y'all, and I'm sure I always hear y'all talk about Poe Mill and Judson, and I'm from around the Dunning and the Welcome area and Piedmont area.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
I was wild and crazy.
I got you.
How old are you right now?
I'm 34.
Okay, so it's been going on for a little bit. That sucks, man.
But, well, I mean, it would take a while to get 10.
People's always saying, oh, you have to go vote. Well, some people can't go vote, so they can't say, oh, that's your American duty to go do that, da 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 da.
Right. But did you, like, if anyone said to you, like, if you were walking down the street one day and someone said, the news was there, said, sir, we're doing a poll, who are you voting for? Would you say I can't, or would you tell them this is who I'm voting for, but you wouldn't relay all this information to them?
I tell them exactly because,
who is that?
And I'm proud of my past. I'm gonna tell them I can't vote, so don't even ask me.
I was gonna ask.
But if you could have voted, do we know who?
I could have voted,
yeah,
I put Trump up there.
Okay.
Just wondering.
There you
put
go.
Some up there.
I was just wondering.
I mean, ain't no shame in my game, like I always say. But if somebody asks me, hey, who are you voting for? I'm gonna tell them straight up, hey, buddy, don't even ask me that because I can't vote.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you do have a point to that because, like, I've always said the best preachers are the ones who have either been to jail or a former addict or something. Because somebody who got out of high school and went right into the seminary is going to come teach you about life. I don't know.
Without marriage and giving birth and all the other stuff.
Yeah.
Well, what all?
I don't know about it.
What all can you not do? You can't have a gun, right?
Do you have to tell people when you move into their neighborhood?
I'm not no sex offender.
Okay. Can you own a gun?
No. No, I can't say that over the radio.
Yeah.
Okay. Because by law, I'm not supposed to have no gun.
Right.
What is the deal with consorting with other convicts? Is that just a probation thing?
Yeah, what if you didn't know?
I mean, if you get caught together and you get in trouble together, then you get an extra charge together.
Oh.
You don't want another charge on that.
Fat Boy served 26 hours. Is it okay that you're speaking with him?
Why block, baby?
26 hours. You heard me right.
Hey, do you have kids?
26 hours. Yes, I got two.
Okay. Bless your heart.
I didn't know if you had him during all this. You know, I imagine you're in and out of prison for... Okay.
No, yeah, and that was the bad part of my life, you know, and I hate that my kids missed a lot of I missed a lot of my kids' time, you know, so.
But
yeah.
Now you know to make yourself a better man.
Correct, and what my younger years, my younger years makes me the man I am today, because now I'm up every morning, I'm at work by 5 a.m., I do what I'm supposed to do, now I pay my taxes every year.
See, it's kind of what I was saying about younger people. are tend to be a little more, and I don't even want to say a party, but you tend to think a certain way because you haven't went through life all the way yet to know the stresses of finances.
And you had a misspent youth, so you're going to have a good
exactly.
I had a misspent 20s
and
30s.
Got some kids that's just going to follow up other people. Oh, I'm going to vote for this person because they're a certain color or whatever, you know?
Yeah, and in some ways I respect you because you know what you can do, and it's not given to you by your parents that you're a man on your own and you know how to make
exactly.
a better life.
Hey, there are people texting that you can vote, like you particular can vote. If you served your sentence out. That's just what text you're saying, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, my sentence isn't over.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Are you wearing a certain anklet, perhaps? Right?
No, I don't have a piece of jewelry on.
I didn't know what we were calling it nowadays. Yeah, all right.
People call it pieces of jewelry, but right now, you know, I have pieces of paper hanging over my head, so I cannot go vote.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
you know what I mean. So,
did you see people like when you were in? Did you see people bringing like drugs and phones in their butts?
Oh,
now see, I can't. That'd be called a snitch, and I don't.
Oh,
I got you. I like that. Stitches. I like that.
Yeah,
you don't want to be a jailhouse snitch,
right? That's true.
There you go.
All right.
Well, you're never
all
going
right,
back. It's okay.
That's right.
No, I'm not going back.
We also are not going to ask for any old friends to come visit him when they get out either. Right.
Uh-uh.
That's right. We're not even going to call you by your name now. I'm going to call you Outlaw. Outlaw from unknown. Parts unknown. You have a good morning, sir.
All right, buddy.
All right, thank you.
God, well, you learn something all the time.
I know.
He probably still passes notes with a fishing line. That's what they didn't count.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Right up under the door.
The best, damn. And now it's time for the best, damn audio.
Thank you.
Got some good stuff today, huh?
I get in here breaking sports news on me right now in a row.
Oh, that was sad.
Oh, yeah. Nuke Hopkins traded to the Chiefs. Look at that.
And then Fernando Valenzuela died.
Yeah, man. He passed the no cause of death for Fernando. But look at that, man.
He was one of the heaviest. Him and David Wells, two of the big boy pitchers that I remember that were actually really, really good.
And then Wells lost weight.
Yeah.
He just started walking, he said. That's really how he knocked it off.
Not in Memphis, though.
No.
I don't suggest walking there.
He's not walking with his feet 10 feet off a bill.
I hear my head now.
Just the way it starts out.
This is one of the worst songs ever.
It makes me not want to go to Memphis.
No. I want to hear the blues.
And I've been. Well, we talked about a
boxing. Downtown, you're going to be running in Memphis, I heard.
A boxing legend. Who sings a favorite Halloween tune of ours.
Oh, yay. I'm excited about this.
You should be able to figure out who it is. If you can't, for whatever reason, I'll tell you afterwards. You also might be half dumb if you can't figure out who it is.
For real. It may be harder to figure out what song it is he's singing.
Now, he doesn't start off the song. I don't know who starts it off. He's got somebody with him.
Yeah, it doesn't say. Is that some charity event? But it's. I think he's playing keyboard, right?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Nah, he's dressed the part, too. Here it is.
For my master, here's Sam. Sunny to my surprise. He did a master bass. It caught a flash.
He did the knock.
The other
it's hard to sing with an ear in your mouth.
The other guy sucks. He was way off from the beginning.
No. Sounds like Vince Neil singing Motley Crue now.
It's like he was singing after he had a Novocaine shot.
But Tyson's got the fangs in his mouth when he's doing it.
Oh yeah, it is Mike Tyson. Yeah, that's why. That out.
And he's like, he's chewing like, and he's doing his head pegging. But the mouth.
He doesn't want to drop his vampire teeth.
This is gold.
The mouth. The month of math. He's getting into it, man.
God.
Tyson's a lot more laid back than he used to be, which is saying
that weed, I think.
Yeah, he's... Even when they did the bit, I forgot what show it was, but they're like, you know, could you fight Mike Tyson now? And, you know, the people say their answer, and then Mike Tyson walks up behind him.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't do that with him back in the day. He would have literally punched everybody.
He would have.
But he's cool now.
He sounded punch drunk in that.
He sounded.
You know, this, you know, you mentioned it was National Smack a Coworker Day. Slap. Right? They didn't say where you couldn't slap him.
That's what I said. Like, you know, we assume that it means across the face, but choose the body part.
Could be across that ass.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this lady here has got a good excuse to slap her coworkers because they pranked her. She's not a fan of cats. Not talking about the musical.
Or
the movie.
The movie was not good.
Wasn't one of the arguments of the movie like you could see the cat's butts?
No, you couldn't.
Oh, okay.
Or they could. I forget. I didn't see the movie, but that was the argument.
They didn't have butts.
Yeah, the cats didn't have butts. It's like, oh. What? Suspend your disbelief. Also, cats can't sing and tap dance either, you dummy.
This lady does not like cats, and her coworkers pranked her with one, and she flipped out.
Poor cat's traumatized.
Was it just sound?
No, it was an actual cat that the cat made the sound, but it was a fake black cat they just put in the floor. And as soon as she heard the sound, she turned around at her desk and started flipping out.
You know what Hey Baby said? My mama, she said, if you ever want to, I don't know why you would say this, but if you ever want to kill me, she would say, just lock me in a room full of cats. She is mortified by a cat. I don't know what it is. I asked her, I said, were you attacked by one? It's a small child. She said, I was never a small child, Matthew. But no, never.
You know who this lady reminds me of? Who she sounds like?
Oh, yes. On the porch.
Hello?
Hey, I saw the white dog, bitch. So come and clean this in my yard before I call the cops.
I don't know, motherfucking dog, ho.
What the f***? Come clean this dog.
You clean it up, bitch. Well, I don't know, dog. I ain't gonna clean up a damn thing. And now I don't know, dog.
I saw the white dog. I'm gonna come smear the on your door. You'll clean it then, I bet.
I bet. Put you come on, I'm gonna blow your ass off, too.
You. You're gonna come clean
this mammy.
Your mammy, bitch.
Come clean this.
I mean, at that point, I'm like, you might as well play the whole thing, right?
The guy. Her husband. Oh, we miss on Esther. She was great.
She was very passionate.
Imagine if your cat had pooed on her front porch.
Oh, Lord.
She would have really freaked out. Jeez, that was in the great state of Tennessee, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Might have mentioned the town already. You know what's funny is the cat sitting on the floor, the fake cat. She says, why you throw that on my ass for? This guy's just doing his job. He's sitting, you know, servicing customers. And this guy comes up to him. I think he's done this before. I think he's messed with the guy previously, and this guy just snapped. So,
oh, you got to watch out with the pranking at work.
I'm going to have to play it for you again because this guy, he really loses his stuff. He gets mad at the guy.
Ma'am?
I'm not a man.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
I'm not a man. I'm not a f***ing ma'am.
I thought.
I'm not a f***ing ma'am. Richard.
Richard could be a ma'am.
I don't think so, ma'am.
What?
The guy said, so he's at a big box retailer and he's in the sports department, but he's sitting behind the glass. So the guy's trying to get his attention. That's when he says, ma'am. But he keeps saying it. Then the guy finally, he knows he's trying to talk to him, but he doesn't want to acknowledge it because he's getting mad.
Yeah.
So that's when he keeps saying the ma'am.
But his name is Richard?
His name's Richard. And then he shows him his name tag at the end, like he's showing in his face, like, not a ma'am.
Not a ma'am.
It's Richard.
Ma'am.
I'm not a ma'am.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Did I?
I'm not a ma'am. I'm not a f***ing ma'am.
I thought.
I'm not a f***ing ma'am. Richard.
Richard could be a ma'am.
I don't think so, ma'am.
Now, why was this person videoing this? Like, it sounds like they were doing it to be jerks.
Yeah, I think this he's worked him before. And then the guy's like, he sounds like he's not playing along. Like, it's not scripted.
Not a ma'am.
No. Oh, no, hell no.
He couldn't get that.
You know, there's I don't know what caused it. Jackass or just YouTube videos, you know, to get the views of people doing these pranks. There's some of them, like, I'm just telling you, you should not do. I'm putting myself in those places. Like, if I saw some young punk with his video camera out trying to, no. Like, there's this one prank that I saw where people are going in and they're switching their yard signs, if you know what I mean, politically.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh.
Let me tell you something.
That's great.
There's some of the, you ooh, should not shot. Bring that trend to the South.
No.
Anywhere where people are, like Boston. You wouldn't want to do it there.
What are you doing over there? Mm-mm. You switching the signs in the ad?
Get your hands off my sign.
I mean, we know the rule down here is we'll shoot you and drag you in the house.
I'm going to take that sign off your truck.
I feel like they watch you like a hawk, even if it's, you know, the whatever party. You know, they're watching those signs like, hang on now.
There's one that I pass on the way in that's not, it's one that was made in these people. I mean, it's not one you'd get for a donation. It's one that was made. And I wonder how often, you know, they have to clean crap up out of their yard or people have tried to take it out or whatever. I mean,
it's like one of those homemade deals.
But it looks nice. I mean, it's printed, but it's clearly one that they source themselves.
You care too much at that point.
I mean.
If you're making your own.
Use your voice. Use your yard.
Oh, we got a request for an old BDA clip. Guy keeps calling the FOF line saying it's stuck in his head. He won't give his name, but.
We can make that happen.
Here's for you, buddy.
You've got your sunrise. You caught a prize. You're mating your Johnson. Party nights, summer whites, you, your friends, and your Johnson.
What a boat.
Rooster tails, water trails, you, your kids, and your Johnson. Saturday nights, distant lights, you, your girl, and your Johnson.
You and your Johnson, a way of life for over 50 years.
Every voiceover guy in the 70s and 80s had to smoke like a freight train.
That
Gordon Solie voice.
That's how they audition. Like,
yeah.
How fast can you smoke a pack and do this read?
I'll tell you in a minute, stud. That's what I'm harping on.
What kind of product was that again?
Boats.
Yeah, for boat motors.
That's right.
Yeah, before the Merc 250s.
You and your kids and your Johnson. Mm-hmm. Do what?
I forgot about that part.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
There's people who want some help and some advice and things. 1-800-774-0093 is the all advice show.
It's just running off.
They're all anonymous again, which is totally fine. And you know,
well, we got one that's not. If you want to something a little different,
I'll take whatever.
Do you want to talk to Brad?
Yes.
Be Brad.
Brad.
Yeah, hey, what's up?
Favorite Prince song, Brad? Putting you on the spot right now.
Oh, my. Well, I do like Raspberry Beret.
That's a good one.
I might have to go with Batman.
You know? Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah, and Party Man's good. We like Raspberry Beret because it reminds us of Paige.
Yeah.
You know, she worked at a thrift store.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm also willing to party like it's 1999, even though that's tragically long ago.
I know.
Oh, I remember.
Like, what is the reference point now? Like, party like it's 2052. Woo! All right, what's going on with you, man? What kind of advice do you need?
I need some help, man. I gotta figure out a way to let my aunt down easy. She's been kind of driving me a little bit nuts. And I don't know how to tell her that I just don't want any of my grandpa's old stuff that she's been kind of holding it for me since he died. It's been like 6 months, and she keeps nagging me to drop it off. And I'm like, I got to figure out how to tell her I don't want any part of it. It's just harder than I thought it would be, you know?
What, were you close to your grandfather?
Sorry for your loss.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It's, I would visit frequently enough. I mean, everything from him, that I got and I want to keep is with me already. You know what I mean? Right. Like,
Is this stuff that she said he would want you to have this, or he said he wanted you to have this, or I want you to have this?
No. Oh. I mean, no, it's stuff that she thought I might want. You know what I mean? Like, it's so...
Take it.
It's kind of funny, but at the same time, now the reality is setting in that I'm going to have to figure out how to deal with... I mean, basically, it's like a here-you-throw-this-away situation, you know? Like,
yeah. Is it bad if he takes it and, you know, tries to decide what he could sell, or if he could sell anything? Or
donate it. I
would donate it.
I mean, is there more to this other than that? Because
I guess I could give you like a little more, a little more background, because it is kind of wild what went down. So after Grandpa died, there was like a bunch of legal stuff, because his will was like, I mean, he must have got it off of LegalZoom or something. It just did the template and just pushed click, print, and that was it. Because there was a lot of, like, legal stuff going on.
Uh-huh.
So, like, you know, they were, you know, in and out of, like, probate and all that. I wasn't very close to that, but, like, they, like, a few weeks ago were finally able to, like, get around to organizing, like, what was in the house. And then my aunt and... her sister, my other aunt, and my uncle were like, they just all swooped in, and it was like bickering and arguing, and like, you know, I'm not a big stuff guy, so like, I didn't want anything.
Who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff?
Hey, Mr. Stuff.
I know, yeah. Right? I mean, like, yeah, come on, man. I'm not obsessed with things. Like I said, I carry a handkerchief every day because of my grandpa. And everybody calls me a weird old man because I do that.
Yeah. But I got the same thing for my pocket watch. I'm kidding.
As long as you keep it clean, that's cool.
Why is that a previous generation thing?
Handkerchiefs?
Like, well, no, it's like the stuff. Everybody goes after the stuff. Gotta have it. Mm-hmm. Like if you see something that reminds you of so and so, but does everything remind you of the person just because they had it? Because they owned it? This is weird about it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm not super obsessed with it. I mean, he did give me like when he was still alive, he had something just sitting in his garage that I kind of wanted because it was cool. It was like an old Budweiser, like a a sign that you would see, you know, in a dive bar or something like that.
It was neon.
And so I was like, all right, that's pretty cool. And you know, he gave me that like decor like that. He tried to pass off his broken old fish robot thing.
Nice.
Too.
Billy Badass? Or not Badass. Billy, what was it called? Billy Big Fish?
Billy Big Mouth.
Billy Badass. What was it called? Large Mouth Billy?
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those, but I don't forget what song he used to sing. He broke, you know, 30 years ago, but my grandpa didn't throw it away, and now my aunt's trying to give it to me.
What was the song?
Take me to the river.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Drop me in the water. You know what? I bet your uncle came up to you and he goes, look, you know I wanted that damn Budweiser sign, and now you got it. So it's going to start a big fight.
Oh, he doesn't know. He was like, where is that sign? And I didn't have the heart to tell him that he gave it to me years ago.
Well, the thing with the stuff – if your grandma is, say, I would, me personally, so that's why you're calling it for advice. If this were me, I would, even if I didn't want the stuff, I would take it, because you just got to look at it from her point of view, through an older person's view. She just lost him, and now you're saying, I don't want his stuff. I would just take it. Now
he's got to keep it, though, if he takes it.
That's part of it, because sometimes,
yeah,
like, I won't say, but like, if a family member gives you like an article of clothing and you don't ever wear it around them, it might come up, do you not like that jacket? I mean, you've to like put on the airs, in a sense.
That might carry on a generation too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you nailed my aunt for sure, because that is exactly what she's like. She's going to be like,
you didn't know.
Where are those old grass stained shoes that Grandpa used to mow the grass with that I gave you? Why aren't you wearing those? Even though they're not the right size and they're 40 years old. and I don't know why he was still holding on to them. But, you know, like, she will definitely do that.
Yeah.
Is that, like,
that generation where they didn't have anything and they kept everything and would not throw anything away, and then that turned into hoarders, and then now we have the generation that, like you said, you're probably living very minimal. You value experiences more than things. Like, that's the new rhetoric, which I don't mind. I like things too, though, but I like experiences. I'm right there in the middle.
Yeah,
I mean, if he had a cool dirt bike, I might take it. But, you know, now I've just got like an old beat up styrofoam cooler. Like, what am I going to do with that? But he was hanging on to that just because he was frugal. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
I would take it though, and just act like it's, I mean, God, I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth. Like, be authentic and tell people. But with that, you got to put on the kid gloves. You got to.
How much do you want to endure? Like, how much fighting do you want to hear? That's what it's going to come down to. It's a lot easier.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's like they were, it was kind of a scene when they were picking through everything. My two aunts and my uncle were just, I mean, they made such a big deal about it. I kind of agree with you, right? Like, I mean, they were like, the neighbors were like peeking around the corner, what's going on over there?
We have any yard sale?
About this.
Yeah.
You know, that. See, I wish I had the organization skills to put together a yard sale.
Sales suck, dude. I mean, you spend so much time. You'll spend more money and time in labeling everything than you'll make.
And you don't make the money back. Yeah.
Goodwill is going
to
go.
Whole weekend to get $35.
I know.
I mean, who in their right mind would pay for half of this stuff? Plus, you know what I mean?
And people nickel and dime you.
You got to negotiate with everybody like your own porn stars.
I'm not willing to haggle with, you know, Greta from down the street, you know what I mean? I'm like,
Greta,
got to be kidding me.
Yeah. I would take, like, when my grandfather passed away, I didn't purposefully did not go to the home afterwards, because not that I'm not saying that anything like that happened. I didn't want, because it was so fresh. Thank you. You're like 15, 20 years late now.
Are you sorry for mine?
I'm sorry for your love.
Thank you. I've been waiting for somebody to say it.
Sorry for
that's why I said it.
I text you that yesterday. Nevertheless, I got his golf clubs, and I don't play golf. And apparently, looking at the condition of those, neither did he very much. but I took them and have them. But I don't know what purpose they serve.
You got weapons. You know, you can fight somebody off with.
Yeah.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.